This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We are happy and very privileged to have Jim Bohannon on with us this morning, national talk show host, every weeknight 7 to 10 right here at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Kyle?
Good. Good to hear from you. You took some time off. How are you doing these days?
I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Well, very good. Well, I know a lot of folks missed you and were concerned for your health during your absence, so glad to see that you're back on. During that time, while you're dealing with other issues, what was it like, though, for you? I mean, this was probably your longest time not being on the radio.
Well, that's certainly true. I've been on the radio continuously, I suppose, way back until the time I was in the Army, which has been a long time ago. So,
what was different?
Yeah,
I imagine that, you know, while you had other things to deal with, you were probably, though, I would guess, kind of missing that daily connection with folks.
Well, I was, absolutely. You get used to the daily connection, and you really do. I mean, you. It was not my way of liking, no.
So talk about what you're seeing this summer. Maybe start off, we just had a segment on it in our news a moment ago about the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I am hard-pressed to believe that was necessary, and I think that it would be to the benefit of most everybody, the Justice Department first and foremost, to quickly explain why this was necessary. Really, we had to produce virtually a no-knock approach to this sort of thing. I mean, why was this necessary? Were the Trumps given a last-minute, or else, gee, we hope you'll hand over everything, or else we'll have to be a little more confrontational? I mean, it just didn't strike me as necessary, and I'm hard-pressed to imagine it ever happening to Hillary Clinton and her server, or Joe Biden and his son Hunter, even before he was in the White House. So I'd like to hear an explanation. I think a lot of Americans would.
Now, President Biden has said he didn't know that was going to happen ahead of time. What do you think about that?
Maybe. That's the best I can give them, maybe.
Where do you think all of this goes from here? I mean, is this going to overshadow or at least be part of the cloud that wafts around between now and the midterms?
Well, I think it already has become a part of it. And people ask, you know, who's been hurt the most? I think Donald Trump's base has been thoroughly energized. Those opposed to him, they've already reached a ceiling. I mean, let's face it, Donald Trump has very few undecideds out there. The Justice Department, on the other hand, I think got hit much harder by this than Donald Trump did.
And looking forward, do you think it is going to alter when Trump makes public whether or not he's running for president again?
Interesting question. My personal thought is it'll be shortly after the midterm when Trump will make his announcement. And I'm now leaning in the direction that he will probably run. If he runs, he will probably get the nomination. Any Republican with any credibility at all will beat any Democrat in 2024. So Trump, I think, has a good shot at returning to the White House.
Now, what about some of the folks in the Republican Party that have already signaled they're very interested in the position, Ron DeSantis and the former Vice President Mike Pence? What did they do if Trump runs?
Interesting question. Of course, Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, has said he's running, period. Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, says if Trump runs, she won't. I think that most will probably defer to Donald Trump, but we'll see. We'll see. I think DeSantis is definitely running.
Now, one of the aspects about this race, and I've heard this from both sides of the aisle for quite a while now, is a lot of folks are asking, is there anybody of a younger age from either party qualified to run for president? Why do we have folks in both parties at, let's say, an older age as the two expected candidates right now?
Well, I mean, the Democrats have Hillary Clinton or Al Gore. I guess that didn't directly answer your question, did it? No, I mean, Pete Buttigieg, I think, is probably would be willing to run. There are a number. The also-rans from 2020, I think, are possibles for the Democrats. And so, yeah, there are such people. And then again, you've got people who just come out of left field sometimes and say, who's that? But they catch fire. So, but I think there will be some younger faces, whether we've heard their names before or not.
Well, it's been interesting because when you watch the makeup of Congress, you're dealing with also senior leadership who are all senior citizens from both sides of the aisle. And it seems like there's a shortage of anybody under age 65 or so getting into these leadership positions from either party right now.
Well, it's what the public's voting for. I mean, the public's free to vote for anybody they want to. I personally easily can see the next president being considerably younger than the age that we've reached, age 70, in the last two presidents. So I can easily see a return to younger voices.
What about other things that you've been observing both in the nation and around the world this summer?
Well, of course, certainly we've had inflation, a terrible level of inflation, and that's a gut-level thing that people vote about. Crime remains a serious problem, particularly in our major metropolitan areas. We've got the southern border to contend with. There are a host of issues out there that are going to play a role, but I think inflation is by far the number one.
And for the inflation issue, do you hear anybody not complaining about it?
No, everybody I hear complains about it. Everybody.
I mean, it seems like it impacts folks, whether they're lower income, middle class, even the well-off, complaining about it and looking at prices. Sometimes I've been stunned recently going through the store just when I happened to look at something I wasn't going to buy. I think last week, as I was in a deli case of a store, and it wasn't something I was looking to buy, but I walked past, and I believe it was roast beef was like $16 a pound.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, I mean, everybody, I think, notices it. I mean, everything is more expensive, even things that the wealthy buy. I mean, if you were expecting to spend $250,000 on a Rolls Royce and it's costing $350,000, you feel inflation.
Somehow I have less sympathy there, but maybe that's just me.
Well, I'm with you. I have less sympathy, too, but I think your point is made.
So how do we tackle inflation? What do we do? I mean, there's legislation out there that's gotten through the Senate. There's other things being looked at now. What do you think?
Well, we've let it get to the point now where we have to do something, but we have to be careful how we do it. To put the brakes, I mean, the Federal Reserve Board can raise interest rates, but they have to do it carefully. They raise it too steeply, they plunge us into a recession. Not enough, and inflation continues to roll on. We've let it get to the point where it's really difficult. Now we're in the position of trying to parallel park an 18-wheeler. And how do you do that? Very carefully.
Jim Bohannon with us weeknights 7 to 10. Jim, any other thoughts about things going on this summer?
Yeah, actually, it's been warm out there, but bless air conditioning.
Yeah, it's definitely, although we here have not had quite as much extreme heat as we do sometimes, but it's early August, so that may come. Well, Jim Bohannon, good to talk to you, good to check in, and remind folks you're on every weeknight 7 to 10 right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Hey, thank you. Much appreciated, Kyle.
All right, 8:41 on the Morning Report.
At Bi-Mart, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary in...